T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Patience and we're all patient, yeah. But now the sticky point is all about Steph. As we end the show this week and we head into this offseason, and we're talking NFL draft next week. We got a lot of Baldy cuts. We got the Giants. We got draft stuff that's on top of mind. And I thought we were going to get more into it today. I didn't know the show was going to go this route, but you never know with sports radio. That's the beauty of it. What does Steph Curry want? And do you want, as a fan, for the Warriors to exhaust all options to get said second star? We don't know who that star could be. We're hoping Milwaukee implodes because maybe there's an outside chance that Giannis is available. We have no insight on that. We don't know about Zion. We don't know about, you know, Joel Embiid. We don't know nothing. We don't know who's going to be available.
The Sixers.
We have no idea who's going to be available.
Maybe Jimmy Butler.
But as a Warrior fan, do you want the Warriors to exhaust all options to get Curry that said second star to help him out? That's where we're at right now. Everything that I've heard the last 3.5 hours, whether it's about Clay, Draymond, Wiggins, Moody, Kuminga, whatever. What does Steph Curry want? He's the Don Dada. He's the guy. He's the heart and soul of this team. He's the franchise. What does Steph Curry want? That's what it's boiling down to.
What if you can't get what Steph Curry wants?
That's the second question.
Can I throw another layer on top of that? You know, when BPA was on, he said, you know, we got to be bending over backwards for Steph. What if what Steph wants is keeping Clay and Draymond? We say we got to get him his second stars. What if in his eyes, those are his second stars that he wants? So what if it's all about what Steph wants? Right. So what if what Steph wants isn't what's best for the organization?
That's a great
then
point.
What do you do?
That's a great
this
point.
This is where you have to save the individual from themselves sometimes. If he thinks that, I would be very surprised. It's one thing to think someone is still good and productive and can help you win. It's another to be not delusional is not the word, but like they would, both of those guys would be miscast as that.
Like just quick hypothetical,
even at his time.
So are we like if Steph wants that, then what do we say about that? If Steph is the franchise, you do what he wants. BPA basically said, what does Steph Curry want? You do what he wants. What if he wants Clay and Dre back? Because he said that, and I believe him. I not take him at his word. Steph don't lie. I'm not going to call Steph a liar. He said what he said Tuesday night.
I would say to him, like, Steph, those last 2 years, hasn't it kind of proved to you that you three making what you're making limits what else we can do, and it's not enough? And we only have so many dominoes to play, both financially, asset-wise, and players that are currently on the roster. And so you're limiting how we can improve this team around you three to be able to do that. Because like you keep asking about, like, why would anyone want Wiggins? Well, the reason why they would want him is because you have to match salaries. That's first. And second, it's not him per se. It's...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The things you staple with it. But if you bring everyone back, the things you could staple with the few contracts you have are limited. Like it's we're very limited in how we could build the team around you.
I agree. And getting that second star sounds easier. It's easy to say it.
I totally agree.
It's easy to say. That's what I'm trying to. That's all I'm trying to tell the fans. It's easier to say that and get a second star.
And
but you know how this stuff works when it comes to the salaries and the picks.
I'm not sure.
Like the way we look at our team, How do you think people nationally look at our team?
They don't see them as the big three. They don't see Steph and the others.
And they say Wiggins is, you know what? We can't count on him. So another team's going to take on that contract, 3 years, $80 million. If we're saying, hey, we can't count on Andrew Wiggins, what do you think that other franchise, they're saying, well, what really happened? Why did he step away from the team?
That's what we asked when he got traded here. But this is what happened. We had D'Lo, and we didn't want D'Lo. And we gave D'Lo up to get Wiggins, and we said, maybe it'll work.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking if I'm a team on the receiving end, maybe it'll work.
You're making me thinking about that?
Maybe. But I think more so they'd be like, oh, I want your first round picks because I'm betting on you not being good because I don't believe in the victory.
You don't think that other team would say, let's look at the body of work for Andrew Wiggins?
Yeah, but
and he's been more inconsistent than he has been consistent over the course of his career.
When we got Wiggins, you had to staple a pick to get rid of Wiggins.
That's crazy. And Bob almost got two first round picks from Minnesota.
Ponce, we just gave up a pick for Jordan Poole.
I know.
In the top 10.
Right. Enrique, I'm with you, Enrique. They see the Warriors as a 10 seed with all the money stapled to these players.
Which is why I would want the Wiggins contract with first rounders stapled because I'm betting.
But you're not getting a second star for him.
What?
You're not getting a second star for him, what everybody wants. So what is Steph
want? Unless that guy demands that he's only going to go to you, which is very rare.
Like, we're really
going to get. Who has that kind of equity?
We're going to get a second star for Andrew Wiggins?
Yeah.
Come on.
I think getting Kevin Durant.
We got to get realistic.
Getting Kevin Durant diluted reality for a lot of people.
Yeah, and he was a free agent.
You want to talk about being impatient?
And he's a free agent.
What if I had said to you, hey, Bonte, we don't need Kevin Durant. Let's be patient with Harrison Barnes. He'll come around. Like, well, you have to strike while the iron's hot.
And HB was in his fourth year by that time. So we'll say, well, you know what I'm saying? We saw what we needed to see.
Let me ask about Kuminga because this is interesting. Like, I'm very torn on Kuminga. But if you said, Joe, you have to know before this trade deadline whether you want to pay him $30 million or not, I would probably lean, I'm not strong about this, I would lean into, well, then I have to trade him now, as opposed to pay him $30
million. If y'all want to star with Stephen Curry, you most definitely have to trade Jonathan Kuminga.
He's their best asset.
Yeah, exactly. So that's number one. You want a second star, Kuminga absolutely has to be part of the deal because he ain't getting a second star for Andrew Wiggins. I'm sorry. 3 years, $80 million left. You may get a serviceable player, but you ain't getting a star for Andrew Wiggins. I'd be shocked if you did. You almost have to staple Jonathan Kuminga to get that second star.
It can't be like...
And it may have to be picks, too.
But, like, when you say star, like, you and I have a different algorithm on what a star is. Zach LaVine.
It's not a star.
I'm not talking
Zach LaVine.
Not a star.
I'm talking big boy, Shasky.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking top 20 players.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I'm not...
Top 20?
I mean, we're 15. There you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.